Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Uh-huh.
Okay, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, perfect. Now I'm able to pull up my information here. Okay, so is your mama there?
Yeah.
Okay, can I speak to her real quick? I need to speak to her and get permission to speak to you on the phone.
Okay. Why did you hit the call?
Excuse me?
I was just trying to figure out why did you hit the call while I was on the phone call.
Because your mom's information didn't come up, so I had to call you from the number that's associated with her info, and now I have my information all ready to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like my CRM, my customer relation manager, my software, I had to get that to come up.
Okay.
So, let me just get permission from her. I can speak to you, and then we'll move forward. Hi, good morning, Ms. Locke. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I just wanted to remind you we're speaking on a recorded line. And I want to know if you want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You want me to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. And last part of that question, part two, is are you willing to affirm under penalty, basically attest that you haven't sought any legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents, whether it be electronically or physical documents? You haven't signed with anybody?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. All right. And were you the person that was using hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a cancer after using a hair relaxer, endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or ovarian cancer? I can't hear you, ma'am. What was that?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Is there any way we could get closer to the phone?
I said I had uterus cancer.
Uterine cancer? I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
And do you remember when you were diagnosed with that?
I had it 2 years ago, and then I had it again.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And you're going to be... Really quick, I got to ask you this, and you're going to be filing this. It sounds like you're filing this claim on your behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So can you please tell me when you were diagnosed with the cancer?
When was it doing? I know I had it.
Was it 2023 or 2022?
I might have had it 2022, and then I had it again in 2023.
Okay. Can you please tell me the 2023, what month that was approximately? It don't have to be specific. Just estimate is fine.
I think... Well, I have my records around here. I would have to get it, but...
Once again, estimates are fine because we are going to order your medical records direct from your hospital and your doctors eventually. So estimates are fine. It's just for them to get an idea of where to start looking. So was it in the beginning of the year, middle of the year, or towards the end of the year?
I think it was in March.
Okay. So March of 2022 or 23? 2023, you said, right? The most recent time?
Yes. And then I had it before. I had it a couple of years before that, too, when they first found it.
Okay. But it got diagnosed again in 2023, right?
Yes, it came back.
Okay. When you in 2023, how old were you?
I was in my 70s.
Okay, so you are 70 what right now?
74.
You're 74, so you were 73 last year. Okay. And next, who was your diagnosing doctor? What's his name or her name?
Dr. Claw in Denver Hospital.
Okay, Dr. Claw, or what was that last name?
Let me
Dr. Claw.
Can you spell that, please?
Well, I don't know the spelling.
Let me get a
C-L-O-T-H.
Okay, we'll just wait for her to pull that up. And then you said it's at Denver Hospital?
Yes.
Is it just, that's it? Just Denver Hospital or Denver General or just Denver Hospital?
Denver Hospital.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so Denver Hospital.
Danbury, not Denver.
It's a what city?
It's not Denver, it's Danbury.
Danbury Hospital. Is that in Connecticut?
Yes.
Danbury Hospital, part of Nuvant Health on 24 Hospital Avenue, Danbury, Connecticut?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I found that.
K-O-O-S-S.
C-O-O?
K-L-O-S-S.
K-L-O-S-S. Kloss?
Yes.
Okay. And he was at the 24 Hospital Avenue, right?
Correct. 95 Locust Avenue.
Oh, you have another address there? Go ahead and give me that address you have, sir.
He's connected with Danbury Hospital, but it's 95 Locust Avenue.
Locust? Like the animal? Like the bug?
Locust, L-O-C-U-S-T.
Yeah, like the bug, the locust.
Yeah.
Like okay, Locust Avenue. And what city? Also in Connecticut?
Correct. Danbury, Connecticut.
Danbury, Connecticut. Is that 06810?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. 06810. I have the number listed here on the web is 203-793-7000. Is that okay, or do you have another number?
7397029.
7029. Thank you. And that's Robert A. Kloss, MD. Okay. Locust Avenue 1. Okay, so I got a little, it says 95 Locust Avenue 1, Struck Danbury Court. Don't know what that means, but I'll go ahead and just add that. Okay. All right. So you're out in Connecticut. So that is within 18 months, okay, that you guys got diagnosed. Did you, you don't currently live in, you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, we use different brands.
Okay. And on an average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer prior to the diagnosis?
Every month or every 2 months.
Every 2 months?
Every month or every 2 months, depending on the growth of the hair.
Okay, so what would you say on an average, like 10 times a year, 8 times a year? Just an estimate, would you say about that much?
How many times?
Would you say at least 8 to 10 times a year?
Probably.
Okay, it's got to come from you guys. It's got to be, you tell me whatever the number is.
Probably 12.
12 times a year. Okay, thank you. And you a resident of the United States? Obviously, that's a yes. You're in Connecticut. And, okay, now I need your date of birth, please.
Mine? Hello?
Yes, yes, the date of birth, please.
Oh, 8/18/1948.
Okay. 8/18/1948. Okay, thank you. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Was that a no?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any friends or family or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
My sister did, but she passed away.
No. Do you know if she was ever diagnosed with any of the cancers we mentioned?
Well, she died with cancer, but I'm not sure which one.
Okay. Well, maybe a little bit of homework, a little bit of questions. Ask who may have known, because she may be eligible, even though she's no longer with us. The next of kin could file on her behalf. Whoever the next of kin may be, whether it be husband or kids, and if she doesn't have any of that, then it would be you guys that would be able to file for her. Okay? So maybe find out if you're interested. Okay, next question is, so what state did you use the hair relaxer? Was it Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using the hair relaxer? Approximately what year?
Probably when I was in my late 40s and 50s.
When you were in your 40s and 50s, okay. So if you were born in 1948, and let's just say you were 40 years old when you started using it, that would be 1988. Does that sound about right? Or 1990? Or what do you think?
Okay.
One more time. You cut out, ma'am. I'm sorry.
1990?
Okay.
How long you said she was using it for?
She said about 40 years, 40 to 50 years, and I just went with 40. If she was born in 1948.
Okay.
So you want me to put that 1990 or 1988? What do you want me to put?
1989.
Okay, 1989. January, okay, 1989. Okay, and approximately what year or when did you stop using hair relaxer?
About maybe 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago? Okay, so 2024 minus six, so like 2018?
Yeah, about 2018, 2017.
Okay, beginning, middle, or the end of the year?
It was probably about the middle of the year.
Okay. So say June of 2018, and then you said you used it like monthly as needed.
Hey, 2018? No, you had out of firm in 2018. So probably about 2016. About 2016, I think.
2016?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for updating me. And how often did you apply the products? Weekly, monthly, four times per year?
It'll be every 3 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so monthly at least. Okay, and how many consecutive years did you use a hair product? So we said started in 89. To 2016, okay, 2016 minus 1989, that's 27 years. And, okay, next question is, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both,
okay.
My auntie, my cousin, so here's dollars.
I could barely hear you guys. You're on speaker, and I could barely hear you guys.
My aunt and my cousins all hear solid. My aunt, the one that we were just talking about that passed away, she's a hairstylist and her two daughters and son.
There you go. I can hear you perfect now. Thank you. Okay. So did you guys do do it at home mainly?
No, they would do it in the salon sometimes. My cousin passed away the same time her mother passed away.
Oh, man.
The cousin passed away first and then the mother.
Okay. All right. So as far as where the hair relaxer treatment was done, do you want me to isolate salon or both, home and salon?
Both.
Okay. So next question. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Sally's, CVS, Walgreens.
Okay. Okay, so the next one is, if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. What was the name of the salon?
Total Essence.
Total Essence. Do you have the address? You want me to pull them up? Are they in Connecticut?
It used to be in Connecticut. My aunt closed that salon down. It was 45 Stephen Street.
All right, can you give me that address? I'm not finding it online.
It was 45 Savings Street in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay, savings, like like checking his savings?
Yeah. 45 Savings Street.
45 Savings Street. And what city again, please?
Waterbury, Connecticut.
Can you spell that, the city, please?
Water.
Water,
W-A-T-E-R,
okay. Got that.
E-U-R-Y.
Waterbury. Gotcha. Yeah, it's because I'm having a really hard time hearing you guys. So that speakerphone is killing me. But I'm doing my best, and I'm sorry for having to be asking you over. What's the zip code, please, for that Waterbury?
I don't know the zip code for Waterbury.
Okay, I'll pull it up. Don't worry. Waterbury, Connecticut. Zip code. Okay, there's a bunch. 06701, does that sound about right?
I don't even know.
there's quite a bit. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I mean, back then we didn't have a GPS, so we didn't have that
right?
guide us.
Right. Okay, do you remember what name brand it was? Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Stimulator. Do you guys remember it all?
She used Dark and Lovely before. She used Optima. She used, what was the other one? Optima, Dark and
okay.
Lovely.
We got the Dark and Lovely. That's common, and it only allows me to click on one, so we're good on there. Next, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
So what happened a couple years after
that. Yep. Okay. Next, let's see. What type of treatment did you receive for your cancer, ma'am? Was it like radiation, chemotherapy, immunization therapy?
I took radiation.
Radiation. Okay.
And chemo.
And then chemo?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This last time I didn't take radiation. I took chemo, and it's another one that I have to be on this shot for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be on this treatment for a year. It's not a, not a shot, but can you do the IV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that the treatment, the drip. I'm sorry to hear that. Hmm. Okay, I need to know the treatment date. When did you get treated?
You mean the first time or the second time?
Either or. I mean, what's to go with the most recent one, if you don't mind?
Well, I just finished that in October.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay, October 2024, okay. And what was the name of your treating doctor?
The one that he told you.
Okay, the same Dr. Kloss?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy and paste that information, okay? 1 second.
Actually, he treated me for both. Each time I had it, he treated me.
Got it. Okay, ma'am. What is on the address, 95 Locust Avenue, number 1, Strook? What is Strook? Is that a street, a part of the street?
Building.
A building.
A building.
Gotcha. Learn something new every day. Thank you. Okay, next. HIPAA, for HIPAA compliances, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And okay, now I need to do verifications. Helen, H-E-L-E-N, correct? And do you have a middle name, Ms. Locke?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A. Okay. Next, I need your social, please. We need that to pull your medical records.
Okay,
let me repeat that. 239-783044.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I have your email address of locke257@gmail.com. Phone number 475-296-0790. Is that a mobile?
Yes.
Okay. May I please have the address?
42. 42?
Okay, I got 42. I can't make it out, ma'am. Can you get closer to the phone,
42,
please?
42 Fairfield Ridge.
Fairfield Ridge?
Correct.
Fairfield. Is it one or two wood? Fairfield.
Two wood.
Okay,
two,
thank you.
One word.
One word? Okay. Fairfield Ridge. Tongue twister. And that's Danbury, Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is that a house or does it have a unit number or anything like that?
It's a house.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next. You mentioned you have copies of your medical records, correct?
I don't have copies of my medical records. I have the copy of the census.
Diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, just a heads up because eventually, like when I send you the contract, one of the forms is a HIPAA, you signing off for them to extract and pull your medical records. You okay with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and if they need to ask for your cooperation, just know that they will reach out to you. Okay, next. Yeah. It sounds like Dwayne, you're going to be the emergency contact information person?
Guess so.
Okay, so do you guys live together or do not live together?
I live in my aunt's house.
Okay, so does not live. And spell your name, please, Dwayne.
D-W-A-Y-N-E. Same last
okay.
name.
Phone number?
475. The 296 number. 0790.
Okay, the same phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't have a separate cell number for yourself, sir? Cause,
my mom has a house number.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, okay, so give me the 475. Go ahead.
No. That's my number. The house number is 203-798-1492.
Okay, cool. You are her son. Perfect. Okay. Diagnosis date must comply with statute of limitations. All right. So I got to take a peek at this. Connecticut. Personal injury. 3. Okay, give me a quick second. I got to go grab my manager real quick. I'm getting a small error message in regards to statute of limitations. I need to verify that. The date, let me make sure I have the date correct. When you were diagnosed with cancer, you've given me the most recent was March of 2023. While I go talk to my manager real quick, will you guys please see if you could find anything to confirm that diagnosis date, please?
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back. I need to put you on hold. Thank you.